TC writes into the Equitable Bank inbox, I am sure that Anna Nicole Smith was all in when she married J. Howard Marshall. I'm pretty sure that billion was looking really sexy.
Yeah, that crossed my mind.
So she was 26. He was a oil tycoon who was 89.
Yep.
They did not have a child together.
And see, that's where this story, if you're just joining us, Al Pacino is a month away from being a father at 82 with a 29-year-old. That's where that we've in the history of, if you want to call it, if you want to label it gold digging, in the history of that, it's when the child comes in. It's when there is a pregnancy that comes in that makes it a little bit more attaboy for the older gentleman, I think. Maybe other people look at it as like, what the hell are you doing? But eh.
Well, I mean, we know what he did.
When you got it, you got it. You still got it.
Anna Nicole Smith, pretty enlightening Netflix special currently going on.
Really?
Yes, I knew this too.
I was living in Florida when she had her accidental overdose in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood. You can now rent the room that she died in.
Huh.
Go watch Naked Gun 33 and a third in there just to kind of get all the feels.
Some of her best work right there. I don't know if I would ever feel the urge to want to choose out a room or residence where someone, whether they were famous.
Yeah, how does that conversation go? Do you like call
or
and
not?
Ask for
yeah,
the...
like I don't. That to me is kind of creepy.
So they changed the room number, but people still to this day, not as frequent as they used to when she was all the rage, 15 years ago. They would say, I want the Anna Nicole Smith room.
I gotta question you on that one.
That might reignite here.
I gotta question people who want to do that.
So, like, you know, when you're in college, you don't have any money, and so you're looking for an apartment. You might go to places, and you kind of overlook that red splotch on the carpet.
Just nail polish.
That might be blood, because you really desperately need to get
the
into
chalk
a place.
Outline that's kind of been rubbed away.
You can just throw a rug over it.
Yeah.
Don't if someone is
just ketchup.
If someone is renting you a place, are they required to tell you if something drastic happened in that? Because this person, and we didn't rent this place. We actually got a better place at 19th and G, that did not have blood on the floor or the walls, and actually had two deadbolts. Like a big deal back
that
then.
That is a good deal.
Are they required to tell you if something has happened in that location?
I don't think so.
See, okay. I thought, I don't know if they have to volunteer it, but I could be wrong on that. But I do know, obviously, if you ask, they have to give you full disclosure on that.
So there was a guy just down the street from the station here. I know I'm probably painting a bad picture for Omaha, but we're not Lincoln. They got murdered right here on Capitol.
Yeah.
They got murdered. It's a really, really nice house.
Yeah.
Like a nice house right here, one of those old, and they had refurbished it. And so it was closed down for the longest time, and I drive by there every single day.
Yeah.
When it opened up again and went on the market, I went and toured it because I was like, wow, this is a nice house.
Yeah.
Like in this neighborhood, you know, the price was a little inflated, but never once did they say that there was something that happened
okay,
in
they
this
didn't.
Home.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was like a crime scene. They had to shut down for like 3 months.
Was that? That wasn't the...
That was a drug deal gone bad.
Okay. That wasn't what I was thinking then.
Did not happen while we were on the air. Happened in the middle of the night.
Oh. It didn't happen in the morning hours?
No. But I drove by and there was police tape.
Hmm. So if it was like very nice and was a decent price and you knew what happened there, could you look past that?
No.
See, I couldn't either.
I was just curious on the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Because what happens if somebody got confused and
they
came back to, you know, finish the deal?
Yeah, if there was some unfinished business and you just happened to be the new resident there.
All right, 35 past the hour. This is a big day if you are a gambler. I know the NBA finals don't begin until tomorrow and the NHL is on the weekend. But for some of us, this will be the 18th year of gambling on the National Spelling Bee.
Yes.
So you can actually gamble on the spelling bee. And I have been in a pool. This is our 18th year.
Oh, really?
We made our picks a week ago when the field was set. So we you pick in this pool, is it going to be a boy or a girl that's going to win?
Mm-hmm.
What state they are going to be from? How many letters will be in their first name?
Yeah.
How many letters are in the winning word? Also, you bet on how far the contestant from your state is going to go. So I'm a big fan of fifth grader Sarah from St. Stephen the Martyr Catholic School, who is representing the state of Nebraska.
What are her odds? Is she getting some?
I don't know. I think she's probably someday I'm going to be working for her. She's been playing the piano since she was four.
Oh. Yeah,
I mean, we do have a GM opening. Hey, so
she's already performed at Carnegie Hall. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad.
So she's into music. I just need her not to be like one and done. I need her to make it today, number two.
Okay.
And then also we have the pool on what is the home country of the parents.
Okay.
And then also the winner, glasses or no glasses.
Ooh, that's
so this is essentially like a Super Bowl type prop bet. Like as far as a bunch of different prop bets that you get in the Super Bowl. Like this is very similar.
And it used to be a little bit more intense when it was on ABC, ESPN. And now it's on Ion.
Yeah.
And it's a two-day run.
Oh, see, Pac-12, you're fine. I mean, it's good enough for the spelling bee.
This is when I was in fifth grade at St. Pius the 10th, I wanted to be in the spelling bee. Everybody remembers the little blue book you got that you studied if you were in this? Man, I made it to like the fourth round. Like I made it out of...
Do you remember where they tripped you up?
No.
Okay.
But I made it... So I got out of the local competition... And I was like in a regional Des Moines area, central Iowa competition. Oh, man, I was a great speller. This is of like the things I've done in my life that I've like been dedicated to. This has to be top five because I went all in. I was like, I'm going to win this. I wanted to win the Knights of Columbus free throw competition for the state of Iowa. I did when I was in sixth grade.
Whoa, how many did you sink?
A lot.
In a row, right?
Yes.
So many couldn't count.
But I wanted to be on the spelling bee.
That's a good goal to have.
And I got knocked out. I may have misunderstood what they, you know, the word that they gave me.
Did you ever have to ask for the origin of the word? Did that make any difference to give you an ability to spell it correctly?
So, as a jerk, when I knew I was going to win the little regional competition.
Or you called Pete Weber?
I did. Yeah, I was a jerk. By the way, solid movie, bad words. I highly recommend watching Bad Words if you are into the spelling bee. But if you have a pool of your own, this is your day. Don't forget, it begins later today.
So you've been doing this for 18 years.
Yeah, it's just buddies.
You guys are degenerates, but it's funny.
Together with. And
I love this. And you're degenerates, but it's great.
We've kept it going. One guy, his daughter, like, made a run this year.
Do you guys, like, talk a lot of trash towards one another, too? I mean, is it...
Well, it's a kind of state, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to be better represented by Nebraska. I'm hoping Sarah will hold up today.
Looks like glasses are the favorite, by the way. Lane 140 on that. Just letting you know where that stands. Wearing braces.
I'm all on board the Sarah bandwagon.
I love how they specify braces / brackets.
Okay, so that's one of our... props is the winner going to be wearing braces or not?
Or brackets, too. That counts.
Well, I think we just went braces. Okay. It doesn't matter. They got a retainer, braces, whatever.
Something.
But the like last year's winner, she had glasses.
Okay. Do we know, do you remember if they had braces?
No, they did not.
They did not? Okay.
They did not have braces.
Oh, I love this. The winning word first letter. A through H is plus 165, I through Q is plus 165, and R through Z is plus 175. Looking at value there.
This could qualify as our FanDuel read. I mean, it says NBA playoffs, so forget that. This is where it's at.
Well, you also got to remember, there was a little controversy. Remember, we had a tie.
Yep.
Those two kids were wrecked. I think they're in foster care. They just weren't able to handle it. That at that age,
there's no overtime.
We have winners, we have losers.
Yep. It's a scoreboard of life.
If you don't learn early, what is it going to be like down the road?
So one of the previous radio stations I was with was Scripps. And so this was always a very big deal. Like we would always get the newsletter. There was like the weeks leading up to when the spelling bee was going to happen. If any of us wanted to help volunteer for the event and represent Scripps. I did not, but they take it very serious.
I don't know if they still have it. I remember when I was living in Lincoln, P.O. Pears would have an adult spelling bee.
I mean, I think on this day you have to always
have a few pops in you and then
pay tribute to one of the greatest scenes ever in an Adam Sandler movie, in Billy Madison, when he wins the spelling bee. Are you going to the mall later? That's what I was asking you.
Do you know that you can cover this as media?
Yeah, absolutely.
Saying we should have taken the show on the road.
Well, and that was the other thing. We were
asked with a straight face to David, so we want to go cover the spelling bee.
Yeah.
Screw the trip to Indianapolis for the Big Ten what is that thing called? Media Day.
Yeah, Media Days.
Exactly.
We want to go to cover the Scripps spelling bee.
This is in Cincinnati, is it not?
I think
it is. I mean, I know that's the Scripps headquarters.
Take all the shows since didn't get to go to the Final Four and go to the spelling bee.
Because we were offered to talk to organizers and whatnot on the radio shows.
I'd be scintillating right now.
Like, would you like to have the organizer? Would you like to have last year's champion?
Like upstairs. They want to do what?
Because for me, I just like, well, yeah, I'll take on last year's champion, but I just want to throw words and see if they can spell it on air. That's all I'd do. I wouldn't really even want to interview him. Like, how did it feel? You'd be like, all right, cool. How did it feel? How's it changed your life? All right, can you spell a couple words for us while we got you? I don't think any kid wants to have to go through that again.
This is kind of like the Kentucky Derby, you know, in terms of age of horses.
Yeah.
So 32 14-year-olds have won, 53 13-year-olds, 19 12-year-olds have won, and only 3 11-year-olds have
won. Where does the breeders come in? We start looking at the lineage and the breeders. And you know,
we talked about it. Where do they come from?
Yeah. That's, okay, I guess
those are
true.
The breeders.
Yeah.
So the winner last year was from Texas.
I win everything.
Harini Logan.
Harini Logan, yep.
Her winning word was moorhen. Well, the field must have been brutal.
Like, I need more hen?
Just M-O-O-R-H-E-N.
Hmm. Wow.
Like, what are the other kids doing?
It's like getting to the Super Bowl and playing the Texans.
I mean, if I'm gonna win, I want, like, a difficult word that I'm winning on.
It's getting to the World Series and playing someone out of the AL Central.
Like,
like in 2005.
How did Detroit end up
when
there?
When Anureg from San Diego won on Apogiatura.
No, see that I was gonna say apoplexy.
Yeah, I won on
Apogiatura. I remember that.
I won on moorhen. That's like winning the Kentucky Derby and all the other horses fall down.
Yeah. They all got euthanized before the race.
Sorry, too soon.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. So that begins tonight. Go Sarah, representing Nebraska.
So you said from St. Stephen's the Martyr?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hell yeah. It's like when Carney was in the Little League World Series.
Why don't they do, like, where are they now?
Yeah,
they should.
What was the famous girl that screamed? What is she doing these days?
Well, I remember the one kid who got really cocky, and before he was given the word, and he just geeked out. He goes, "I know it, I know it," and then he bricked on it, and they said, "That's actually incorrect." And he goes,
"You don't know it."
He goes, "What?" It kind of became a meme.
Was it Jerry Lewis?
It kind of sounded like him. This was like within the last 5 years.
Eddie says, wasn't that girl that screamed Caitlin Clark? Well played.
Onions.
All right.
Man, they're all bringing it today.
44 past the hour, last day of May. When we come back, let's answer the question with Logan Smothers off and Scott Frost in a position that he played and the inability to recruit quarterback. The last quarterback that you truly believe was developed at Nebraska, walked in the door, walked out the door as a better quarterback. Not stats, but just as a better quarterback. We will discuss, because Logan Smothers is somebody who either didn't get a chance, never developed, whatever happened here, but he's on the list of many for a while at Nebraska. That's coming up next. Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.